We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The story that matters to me most in the news is the ones that get people excited, the ones that are inspiring and are have love in them and give people hope.
Okay. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Steve at 10 in the morning now. At 6:48 here on a Friday morning, three big things. Man sentenced to 14 years in prison for shooting a government tax agent in Wichita. Secretary of State Kobach removes himself from vote counting as a candidate in the Republican gubernatorial primary. Iconic Wacky Shack building burns down in abandoned Joyland Park. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
The gasoline prices in Wichita this morning. Most places still $2.69 a gallon. A few places are starting to trickle down a little bit to $2.67 out there. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman, East Harry Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Mostly sunny today with a 10% chance for rain and a high of 94 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 64. Saturday sunny, tomorrow's high 92. Now partly cloudy, calm, and 71 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch, featuring the perfect patio for conversation and cocktails. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. Steve and Ted in the morning. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker.
Morning, boss. Morning.
Yeah. The Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage there, knssradio.com. August is National Sandwich Month.
Oh, gosh.
What is your favorite sandwich? And these are the final totals because we're going to move on this, okay?
Is there a Dagwood in there?
The PB&J got 5%.
Okay.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter, pickle, and butter. Yeah,
bologna got 6%. Turkey, 8%. Ham and cheese, 10%.
Yeah.
Tuna or chicken salad got 10%.
Okay.
And in a real battle, because at the last minute, BLT came back. Reuben wound up with 29%. BLT tops with 33%. They swapped places in the final count.
Wow.
Isn't that exciting?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hold me back. I got lucky there's a seatbelt on this chair.
I think those votes were counted out in Thomas County, so there could be something wrong with them. Wow.
Well,
Steve and Ted.
Pork producers came in at the last minute and moved the BLT to the top.
There you go. Steve and Ted poll question. Oh, by the way, today's question. The White House has unveiled its plan for a new branch of the military, Space Force. Is this a good idea? No, it is a waste of resources. Or yes, it is necessary to ensure the country's safety. Now, don't, you know. This is the president's idea, okay? But
I'm going to get out my ray gun here.
I was telling Jed, every time I think about this, I'm being honest. Every time I think about this, I see Rick Moranis with a helmet as big as a, you know, a washtub from Spaceballs.
Well, I was watching something on news the other day, and apparently each of the armed forces already
have
an area designated to handling that is aligned with their specialty.
Right. Okay. Well, stocks struggled to a mostly lower finish on Wall Street Thursday as losses for banks and energy stocks offset gains elsewhere in the market. The Dow fell 74, S&P down 4, NASDAQ Composite rose 3 points. All right, time for Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker.
Well, I got to go enlist for the Space Force.
Maybe you should find another job.
Yeah, maybe after this I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, depending upon which set of data you choose to follow, the average college grad will work about a dozen different employers. Now, they'll change careers 3 times during their working years. That's just a composite of multiple internet sources. Some changes may be because of the employees just not suited for the job, or they get bored and become more unproductive. So rather than get fired, if you're in that position, here are some indicators that you should probably start looking for a new job. Well, first of all, if you're always late and it becomes easier and easier to punch that snooze button, even though you know that you'll be 10 to 20 minutes late, or you don't mind taking your time getting back from lunch, there's obviously nothing compelling you to get back to your job. Time to move on. If you make a lot of excuses for your work, you no longer go that extra inch to find a solution, or you find a rumor mill in the office that often includes your name, start looking for the classifieds. If you think you are the smartest person in the office, you are obviously not a team player. Time to join Monster.com. If you're critical of your company and its mission, are you? Well, are you the one who relishes on the destructive gossip in the office, or do you get the sense that no one in the office enjoys working with you? Well, you know the drill.
There's a sign.
Start printing off resumes. Well, no matter what your job pays you, if you're unhappy at work, that condition will spill into other parts of your world. Life is much too short to be miserable. If you're in that frame of mind, sit down with and dream. Dream about the perfect work situation, then prepare, plan, educate yourself, and make it happen. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
And it's merely a coincidence, Don, that today is National Lazy Day.
Really?
In today's plugged-in world, you know, we often find ourselves wishing for a day when we don't have to do anything. Nothing at all, not even the tiniest bit of work. In other words, a lazy day.
Goodbye, see ya.
So, yeah,
Ted says impossible. Ted's leaving now.
Yeah, I just can't disconnect like that. I got so much stuff to do. I don't think I could have a lazy day.
I don't think you could either. And I think you're full of baloney because you're pretty lazy.
Because every day is lazy day.
Every
for
day
me.
Is lazy day for
yeah,
me. Somebody told me
lazy river.
One of my friends said who's retired. He said, "No, retirement is just like every day is Saturday."
Said, yeah, but you know the funnest day is Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
Because the anticipation of the freedom of the weekend is often better than it.
Well, wouldn't you? I thought your report today was excellent.
Thank you.
One of the signs that you probably need to leave is if you just don't like coming to work, that's a pretty good sign.
Yeah. But, you know, this is pie in the sky a little bit because many people don't have another option.
That's true.
You know, I mean, what else are you going to do? But but maybe it would motivate you to, you know, find a way to get into that kind of business. Do something on the side and then learn it. And
well, yeah. But, you know, can you imagine being like Ted and me? This is the only thing we know how to do.
Yeah, this is it.
We're completely trapped in here. We can't do anything else.
Yeah, right? Good point. Yeah. You guys are stuck.
Yeah.
But you guys are award-winning machines.
That's right.
That's all it is.
Ted
you churn them out. It's like you put in a dime and you get a machine, man.
No.
You get,
award.
You get an award.
Get an award
you don't from get the award machine.
Right. For the award machine, we've got a, yeah.
Yeah, you got that down.
We've got a pin number.
You got so it down.
When's my next one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, next year this time.
All right. 6:56 all right. Now. Steve and Ted coming up the KNSS News at the top of the hour. Kobach will remove himself from vote counting in the gubernatorial primary, in which, of course, he's a candidate. We've got the story, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.